Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
What's happening, guys? Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here's a voicemail we got last night. Here you go.
Hey, Bobby, just need some advice. I'm a truck driver. I'm on the road Monday through Saturday with a couple overnights thrown in there, so I'm almost never home. But my roommates have been working from home, and because of that, I feel like I should pay a very small portion of the utility bill. Again, I'm never home, so I never have to really use anything. I take showers out on the road and, you know, never use any electricity, but they're using all that stuff all day. So just curious what you think. Thanks. Bye.
Bad news, but I don't think you can pay different unless you've had that agreed to beforehand and unless you can somehow quantify exactly what you're using and how that translates into a bill. Because unless there's a rule, you all join to be roommates, you're splitting the bill, the end. Now, food's a different thing because you can actually buy it and see it and how much you bought it. But as far as bills go, I'm sorry to say you can't. And this is also a slippery slope because what if you're home for a month? They're like, hey, you need to raise it back up based on – you just have to pay a third of the utilities, there are three of you.
Yeah, it may eventually balance itself out because there are times you're home more than others. But while I do think you shouldn't get your hopes up about it because I think I agree with Bobby – it could be something you present to them and see what they say. They might be like, you know what? We can prorate the electric bill, but that's it.
And great if they do.
Or if that is that the right word? Prorate? I don't know.
But don't expect that to be allowed. I wouldn't think that would be an acceptable thing to do.
But his roommates might be on board. Yeah. You never know. It's worth asking, but don't get offended if they say no.
And if they don't, just keep your lights on the whole time you're gone and run the water the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. Here is Caitlin from St. Louis.
Morning, studio. Been noticing that Eddie has this new thing he's doing. He's doing this surfer woo all the time. Just wanted to know what the deal was with that. Love you guys. Big fan. First time caller.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know. Is he trying to get something like Ray?
Yeah, he's trying to be Ray.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Trying to be Ray?
Yes.
Do your thing. Let me hear it again.
I don't know what she's talking about. Woo!
I do.
Oh,
woo!
Yeah,
that's
nice.
It.
That's you.
You're like, it's like a Ric
Flair.
Whatever that guy
Ric Flair.
Is.
Yeah.
But
Ray
I think
didn't invent having a
I know he didn't, but callers call in and they do, yeah, and it's funny and it's cute. And I think Eddie's like, well, I need to create like a signature sound so that.
So you think I'm smart enough to go, Ray does get a lot of traction with, yeah, so I'm going to come up with my own.
Are you saying
negative.
You're not? That's
well, no. I've been workshopping something.
No! Let's go over and talk to Jeremy, who is in Texas. Jeremy, what's happening?
Hey, Mr. Bobby, how you doing?
Pretty good, man.
I'll make it quick, but I just wanted to say, man, I really like your show. Y'all are amazing, and, you know, when I listen to other radio stations, I would rather them turn the music on and stop talking, but when I listen to you guys, y'all just fill my day with joy every time y'all talk, so y'all could play the music less, and I'd like to listen to y'all more. And I had a question. Do you remember when you were on 96.7 and Chunky Pelt the Flan at Elton John?
And what? Huh? Chunky poked a flan at Elton John? What?
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't remember that?
I don't understand what the words that you said.
All we understand is Elton John.
Say it again. Chunky poked a flan at Elton John.
So when I was in like sixth grade, you and Lunchbox were doing this thing, and I think y'all were on 96.7, and y'all had this thing going, Chunky pelt a flan at Elton John. You don't recall that?
Chunky? Flan? I don't know the words he's using.
But no, what does it mean? Break it down.
Chunking?
Chunking, like you're throwing something.
Okay.
Ask Lunchbox. I'm sure he would remember.
Dude, I got to be with, I'm with Bobby on this. I don't know what you're saying in English.
We've done so many dumb stunts over the last 20 years.
You said chunking something at Elton John?
I just wanted to give y'all a compliment. I love the show. And
he gives up, too. We've all given up.
Was it JV and Sandy? Inside joke.
Probably was. Yeah. Hey, thank you very much for the call. We really appreciate that, Jeremy. Hope you have a great day.
Well, I appreciate you guys. Y'all too.
All right, see you later. But that sounds like a good bit.
I should revisit that.
Chunking pieces of flan at Elton John?
Don't know.
Maybe. And why?
Matt in North Dakota. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Bobby. Big fan of the show here.
Thank you.
I'm asking for some relationship advice.
Now, hold on. Let me hit this button. If you need advice, I shall give it.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
All right, what do you need, bud?
I've been dating this girl for about a year now, and I just recently moved long distance for work. And it started out pretty great, a lot of communication, but now it's kind of slowed down quite a bit. I'm initiating most of the everyday conversation, and she's becoming more and more distant as it goes on.
So what is the question?
Should I keep working towards this, even though it is causing a little strain on my career?
Yeah. Okay, it is to be of concern that she is starting to fall off a bit. Now, that could be for many reasons. It doesn't have to be another dude. It can be that she's getting scared of the distance as well. So it is a bit concerning that's happening. This is what I would recommend that you do. Are you into this girl? Do you think this could be a long-term, possibly forever thing?
Yes.
My advice to you would be to have a conversation with her, to go, hey, I know, let's acknowledge that this is hard because I just had a long distance relationship and we had to do this. I'm speaking from experience here. This is hard, but we are going to create an end plan because if the goal is in sight, it's easier to work toward it. If you're blindly in a long distance relationship, just going, let's just see what happens, that ain't going to work. Maybe early on, because again, it's a lot easier early on when things are exciting. But once the everyday gets involved and it isn't convenient to FaceTime for an hour, that's when you have to go, is it worth it? For me, it was absolutely worth it. We made a plan. There was a light at the end of the tunnel. Wasn't always easy, but we worked toward it. I would say you have that conversation with her. Hey, can you see this going long term? Because I can, and I would like to know if you could too. And if so, why don't we develop a plan? Maybe it's she moves to you. Maybe it's you try to find a job back. Not sure what it is, but there has to be some end goal in even distant sight. And if she agrees to that, I think that will help the relationship. And if she doesn't, it's time to not waste your time anymore.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. What do you think about that, Amy? Come on.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Boom, thank you very much. Love it.
Who can argue with that?
Who can argue with that? How long have you guys been dating?
About a year now.
Long enough. Do you think you can marry her?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. The end. Have a conversation. Hey, I think one day I want to marry you. Let's have a goal as to how this is going to happen. And then if she's a bit like,
the words, one day I want to marry you, if she doesn't want to marry you, that'll scare her off and it's handled.
Absolutely.
So then you know.
All right, Matt.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, bud. See you later.
It's Bobby Bones, world-class advice giver.
Thank you very much. Coming up, Eddie is doing something he said he would never do. Ever. He has been on this show and said, I will never do this.
This is true.
And he is coming on today because I found out and now he has to admit it. I have a few things I want to talk to you guys about. Number one is, I saw this crazy video on TikTok of a teenager wrecking into not one, but three parked cars in a parking lot while his grandma was inside shopping.
I saw this.
You see it?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, good.
Crazy.
So it was so crazy, it ended up getting picked up by the news. The video shows a teenager apologizing to the person recording the video for hitting their car. After that, you see the teen try to drive off before ramming into the back of a parked truck and then hitting another car. So it's like, oops, boom, oops, boom, oops, boom, just nailing them. Mm-hmm. Here is a clip from WKRG News in Alabama. Here you go.
The start of the video, you see the unlicensed teenager apologizing to the woman taking the video.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. This is my mom's car.
You need to call your mom up here and give me your insurance card. I'm calling the police.
After that apology, he hops back into the SUV and tries to drive off. That's when the video takes a turn you have to see to believe.
What?
The teenager ramming into not one, but two other cars in the lot.
Crazy.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts when you saw it?
I mean, I thought he was on something at first. That was my first thought. I'm like, what's this kid on? He doesn't look right. This is strange. But then the second thought was the patience of the woman that was recording the whole thing. She was so patient with him. She's just like, I'm going to call the cops. I don't know what's wrong with you, but this is not good. And then he hits the other car, and she's just like, oh, man, what is wrong with you? Like, what's happening? Like, that's a pretty crazy video.
It's wild to watch just big pieces of steel ram into each other.
Yeah, he's driving a big truck.
It's like a SUV, like a Pilot, I think. Yeah. Once when I was playing baseball, I was probably 12 or 13 years old. A drunk driver drove into the ballpark, into the parking lot, and started smashing into cars.
Oh.
And our coach, he was our assistant baseball coach, took off running in the middle of the game, through the field, jumped the back fence, the outfield fence, mm-hmm. jumped into the car window and started punching the guy in the face to get him to stop. And that's how he stopped. The guy was so drunk, he may have even passed out behind the wheel.
Wow.
And those two cars were just pinned together. But had the coach not jumped out, his name was Coach Charlie Nevels, started punching him in the face, like dragging him out of the car, could have hit a kid.
Yeah.
Could hit anybody. But I just remember seeing the car just smashing into things. It was like Crash Up Derby.
What a reaction from that coach.
Immediately like, jumped out of the dugout, hauled butt through. I remember vividly.
And everyone else just standing and watching?
We were all just like, because when that car starts to hit, you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm seeing this. But he had the wherewithal to go right into it, man. You know, earlier before this break, I teased that Eddie did something that I don't know that he wanted us to know, but he had always said he wasn't going to do it. So, Eddie, I'm going to stop talking and let you, and however you'd like,
sure,
reveal what happened.
I'm a little ashamed to admit because I was very, very strong about this. When I became a parent, I knew that technology was going to change around me and I was going to be dealing with technology things with my kids. And I always said that I'm going to stick to my guns when it comes to getting my kids a phone. Till they turn 18 was I going to get my kids their first phone. But as we got there, you guys kept saying like, oh my gosh, you're going to change your mind, Eddie. There's no way that you can avoid this. You're going to want to get your kids a phone or have to get your kids a phone. Well, guys, Christmas came around. My wife and I decided we got my son a phone.
Wow.
What kind?
And he's 12 years old. It's an iPhone.
Oh, wow.
It's an iPhone. Guys,
you know there's other options.
Well, look. Here's what we decided.
Eddie just went hard.
I go big or go home, baby. Yeah.
Here's what we decided. We said that my wife and I said, and she's like, you know what? He's really been asking for it. And that's not why we did it. But we said, we got to trust him. There's a point in our life where we have to say, we trust him enough to give him this device. It's so scary that he has the world in the palm of his hands. It's secured and it's protected. Anytime he has to Google stuff or look up things that aren't under the restrictions we put in there, we get an alert on our phones and I have to approve it. So it's protected, but still scary. Best thing in the world is that if I need to talk to him right now, I can call him. I can text him right now while he's at school. Hey, bud, how's it going? That's pretty cool. So
what apps are you allowing?
Instagram.
No, Instagram. Oh. He's not doing social media, anything like that. What apps were we allowing? It's just the regular stuff. He has iTunes. He can listen to music. He has Disney Plus on there, things like that. He can text his friends. But there's only a list of friends that we've allowed. If he wants to add a new number, we have to approve it.
Does he have the internet browser, though?
He does, but it's
blocked.
Yeah,
it's restricted.
But you can
very
get
restricted.
You can get on Instagram through the internet and have your own account there.
He does not have Instagram. Yeah, look, Bones, right. We're going to trust him with all this stuff.
I think you should. Great job. I applaud you.
Are you shocked?
No.
You're not shocked?
No,
that?
No. It's like
at 12?
No. I mean, Eddie, he told you all along you were going to give
why
him.
Why am I going to be shocked that I'm right?
Yeah, I mean, he's always right. If Bobby tells you something's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Good for you. I'm glad, though.
Thank you.
You're growing up as a parent.
No, man. I mean, you, now boy. My other kids are going to get it at like 7.
The baby needs one.
Yeah. The baby's going to get one right now.
Family deal.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy. Tell me something good.
There's this woman, Kari Woods, a mom of 5. She was at vacation Bible school at her church praying for an 8-year-old girl named Abby who needed a new kidney. And after she found out that she was a match, she thought, you know what? I really feel like the Lord is telling me to give this little girl my kidney. So she did, and the surgery went well, and Abby is now in good health, jumping rope, playing outside, and doing all of that, all because this woman learned about her at Vacation Bible School to pray for her.
Wow.
And she was the answered prayer. Ah!
Wow.
You know, that's I love
good,
it.
That's, yeah, me too. That's a good one. That's Tell Me Something Good right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, my cousin told me 3 years ago, get involved in your finances, it'll be empowering. I said, nope, that's my husband's strength, not mine. Well, then my divorce happened and I had no choice. I remember it was about a year ago exactly that I was on stage at my live podcast in Nashville raving about Rocket Money. It wasn't an endorsement. I was just a new fan, grateful for the help in managing my bills, budgets, and all things money with ease. Because my cousin was right, it was empowering. Something else Rocket Money does, they help you manage your subscriptions. Yep, it's a personal finance app that will find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. It also monitors your spending, helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's pretty cool that Rocket Money has over 5 million users. That's a lot. I'm one of them. So you know you're in good hands if all these people are trusting their finances with Rocket Money. They have saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Like cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bones. That's rocketmoney.com/bones. Check them out. rocketmoney.com/bones.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon.
It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
The painters are finishing up inside my house, and they're the nicest guys I've ever been around. They're always like, hey, are you good? And I walked out there the day, and he goes, hey, excuse me, would you mind if I just turn the music up 10%? And I was like, no, man, jam it out. Play whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was really nice of him to be like, just 10%. And I was like, you want to go 50, go 50.
Yeah, because they're having to paint in there all day and they need entertainment.
And when we come by, they'll throw their masks on real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, guys.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, it's the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should send them over to you. Do you need anything painted?
Actually, I do. I seriously do. I'm even still having work done at our house too. And I had to have some sinks disconnected and a plumber was there doing it. And we were in the kitchen. And he was talking to me about his favorite music and how he loves hick hop.
Oh, hick hop. So it's like hip hop, but hick country, like country hip hop.
Right.
Yes.
And I just looked at him confused. And of course, I mean, I can put two and two together. I know what it is, but I didn't. He was asking if I knew any or what my favorite hick hop was. And I didn't have any. And I have an Alexa in my kitchen. And he saw it and he just looked over and he said, hey, Alexa, play Big Smo.
Were you shocked that somebody random yelled at your Alexa?
Yes. I just thought, I don't know etiquette for Alexa because it's still so new to a lot of people. But do you, if you're not friends with somebody, can you talk to their smart device?
Do you think Alexa's like a kid? Like, only talk to my kids if I know you or you ask?
Right, I don't know. I mean, I was certainly wasn't mad at him or anything, and I don't think he meant any harm.
That is
but
weird
it just
that someone
me,
just yells at your Alexa, right?
Yes, it made me laugh because, like, I don't know you. You're in my house. We're talking, yes, and you're really nice, but you're not. If you were at my house and you said, hey, play this, that'd be fine. I wouldn't even think twice about it. But I was laughing at, like, is this appropriate? I don't know.
That's funny. Well, who is your favorite hip-hop, though?
I don't know. I don't know. Cowboy Troy.
Okay. Colt Ford.
Okay, Colt Ford. Is Lil Nas X hip hop?
No, I think he's hip hop.
Okay.
Old Town Road, though, could be considered
hip hop-ish.
Ish. This is a tricky one.
I don't know. But
play that Lil Smo, though, again.
Big Smo.
Oh, whatever his name is. Yeah.
We all call it home, but
you can call it Tennessee. What about Jelly Roll? You ever hear Jelly Roll?
I don't know that one.
What do you think about this guy yelling at her Alexa, Lunchbox?
Man, I would have to tell him, you turn that off. Like, that's my device. That's sort of like just going in and getting something out of your fridge. It's a violation of your space, and I'd have to say something.
Morgan, weird or not weird?
I think it's definitely weird. I would have said something to him.
Ray, close it out. Weird or not weird?
I mean, he's working for you or whatever, right? Can't they take control of some stuff in your house? I mean,
that would be like yelling at Stevenson. Hey, Stevenson, give me some water.
Yeah, I don't know. I really, guys, he was so nice. I don't have a problem with it. I just thought, I don't know that he should continue to do that with other people. Because if I was somebody that really cared, you know, it might get awkward. But I get he was just trying to show me what hip hop was.
Yeah, yeah. No, nothing malicious here.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. 28-year-old Nayla Zisser. She is now the world record holder for eating the most chicken nuggets. What do you think the record is for 60 seconds most chicken nuggets?
60?
You would think it would be something crazy.
A nugget
like
a second?
A nugget a second. Yeah. There's no way
there's
that
no
happens.
Way. You'd have to swallow them whole.
All right.
She had 16 nuggets in 60 seconds. A bit disappointing of a record.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, Bones, I can break that.
You can't break that. 16 nuggets.
In 60 seconds.
Hey, is there any chance we get some nuggets up here later in the show?
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Are they from McDonald's?
It doesn't matter. Let me read this. But here's what I'll do. After 12, if anyone that wants to do this today, I'll give you $10 a nugget after nugget 12.
$10 a nugget after 12. It's going to be hard to get to 12.
Oh, that's easy.
You just said you could do 16.
Well, I think I can do that.
I agree with you. Now, like, it depends what nugget. You give me a Chick-fil-A nugget, they're different. A little bit smaller.
Oh, I thought they're bigger sometimes.
They're various sizes, but, man, those McDonald's.
It doesn't say chicken McNuggets.
Okay.
It just says chicken nuggets.
Scuba, what's the ruling on this? Do you want to watch the video?
I'll watch the video, but I was thinking McDonald's because it's kind of the standard size of a nugget.
But
they're not huge.
And they're breaded.
Eddie, you always say you can do stuff, and then you back out at the last second. Let's just do it.
They're definitely Wendy's ones are small.
They're McDonald's nuggets. I'm watching the video now.
Oh, okay, that's what I'll get, then. I'll get McDonald's.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you do
I'll tell
nugget,
you what, $10 after 10 nuggets.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
But so the first 10, no money?
Hey, greedy pants.
What?
Yeah, no money for the first 10 nuggets.
Can you get me barbecue sauce to dip?
You get free nuggets. How about that?
They're not dipping.
So who's all playing so I know how many nuggets to get?
Who wants in for anything over 10 nuggets, you get $10
Boom,
a nugget.
Boom, gimme.
Lunchbox?
Gimme.
I'm out. I forgot I was on a diet.
I'll do it.
Eddie.
Scuba will do it.
Eddie,
you're the one that said you.
I know.
Lunchbox is in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scuba Steve is in. Amy, I'll tell you what.
What?
Since you're smaller than these guys, any nugget after 8, you can have $10.
Oh, so I too. So I'm going to make a couple, $30. And feel sick.
Oh, is 30 good. Bucks not good enough for you?
No, it is good.
Hey, Mama Warbucks.
Hey, dang, baller.
No.
Rich.
No, it's that I'm probably going to not feel that great and then have to go spend that $30 on medicine. Like,
you're not going to need medicine. Well, when's the last time you had a nugget?
Recently, my kids have, we do these chicken nuggets at home all the time. They look just like the McDonald's one, but they're different.
Okay, she had 16 nuggets in 60 seconds. These guys claim they, anything over 10 for Lunchbox and Scuba, $10.
Anything over 8 for
anything
me.
Anything over 8 for you. I'll give you $10 a nugget.
Okay.
They got to be all the way down. You got to go. So we'll do that later in the show.
All right.
Let's go.
Ah. She also has the records for 22 Big Macs in an hour.
Oh. No, I'm not doing that.
That's a lot.
Oh, I'm not doing gosh.
That. She had 27 Reese peanut butter cups in 100 seconds.
Ooh.
Wow, that sounds fun.
That's fine.
I think I could do that.
But that would be like...
Okay.
The miniature ones?
Not miniature.
The regular cups. Circle ones?
She had 27 Reese's peanut butter cups in 100 seconds. So that would be 14 packages.
That's a lot. That's too much.
But without that last one.
Mm.
Well, Lunchbox, if you want to do this one, let's see, you have 27. Anything over... 16 Reese's peanut butter cups.
What's her technique?
Lunchbox, do it.
Man.
But not today.
Hey, Mr. Talker, you be quiet over here. Eddie, you be quiet.
If I was not on this diet, I would do it in a heartbeat.
You opened your mouth, said, I can do it. This is what you always do. I can do it. Then when it comes down to it, actually, I'm going to back out.
That's true.
I'm Back Out Eddie. That's your new name is Back Out Eddie.
Yeah.
That's not a good name.
Hey, Back Out Eddie.
Back Out Eddie. Here we go.
I don't want that name.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So smart clothing could turn body movements into electricity that will charge your phone. Ooh. There's inventors working on this, and you'll no longer have to go look for a charger. You just maybe do some jumping jacks and boom.
And put in your butt.
It's awesome. Dude, not the butt part.
The electricity.
Do some lunges and put in your crack and watch your phone charge.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's called smart fabrics. So they're
working
on that.
Two other stories, both similar. One is I'm watching these videos of how they're making these clothes, but you put them on you, and then it has all these little sensors on it, and it tells you your exact size for clothes so you can order online easier.
Oh, that's cool.
So instead of trying stuff on, it's almost like you get this template, and it's going to be a lot cheaper eventually, and you put it on, and it's like does the sensing, and it goes, okay, this is your size, pants, waist, length, butt, all that stuff.
Wow.
Pretty cool. And the other thing was, technology-wise, I read that Apple, maybe this year, maybe next year, in one of their computers, they're going to have the laptop built to where you'll be able to put your phone on your laptop where your mouse pad is, like not right there, but beside it, and they'll have a charger built into your laptop.
Nice.
So you can charge your phone wirelessly while you're on your laptop, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Love it.
All right. What else?
So I've got the best upbeat country song. So sometimes people are looking for a workout playlist and what country song should I put on there? So I thought this might be helpful for people that want something upbeat.
Of all time or of this year or what?
Ranker did it of all time.
Okay, so let's do 5-1. What's number 5?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah. Not a good workout song.
No?
I love the song, know every word to it. Then I start thinking of the story in my head, or I start thinking of the many times that we've played it live and the times I've messed up. Just not a good workout. It's a great song, but not a good workout song. All right, what else?
Zach Brown Band Chicken Fried.
Yeah.
I guess this whole list isn't for workouts. It's just upbeat.
No, it's upbeat, but I thought people might want to work out with them, but you're kind of. Yeah, no.
Wait, this is a push up one right here. You do some push ups.
And then go get yourself some chicken after you work out.
It is a great song. That's a great song. All right, next.
Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.
Yeah, went Danny Under on the Chattahoochee. Yeah. Never knew how much it
makes me want to water
down.
Ski.
Up.
Not work out.
In your blue jeans?
My blue jeans, yeah. What else?
This one, I don't really know that this is that upbeat to me, but Friends in Low Places.
Yeah, sure. It definitely, once it hits, it's upbeat.
Okay.
At the beginning of it, you know, when it's all
blame it all on my root.
You're like, oh, this is, but then it hits and it stays up.
Okay.
And what's more upbeat than a whole crowd singing along with beers in their hands, screaming? That's what this song is.
Yeah.
All right. Are we number one?
And at number one, we all
love. Let's guess. Oh, okay. We all love it.
We love it. We love it.
Oh, we all love it?
Mm-hmm. You actually, you have a, I guess we were all there, but y'all have more of an experience with this song.
We were all there.
Is like a highlight. Probably watching this happen for me is one of the highlights of my career.
Well, we did sing Friends in Low Places with Garth Brooks.
Correct.
He came and played with our band.
Yeah, but I already said that one.
I know. I'm trying to think. It has to be in the same thing. Like we had to play at the Ryman, right?
We were all there.
Yeah. So Eddie and I have a band. An artist play with us a lot.
Brooks and Dunn?
Oh, Brooks and Dunn?
That's it.
Oh, Boot Scoot Boogie?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like this song, but your experience
we
with
did Boot Scoot Boogie. Oh, Boot Scoot Boogie. We did three songs with them.
Yeah.
So we were playing. We did, and Ronnie Dunn texted me, was like, we'll do whatever three songs you want. So for us, it was like, oh man, we get
this. This is easy.
And then it wasn't easy because they had so many.
But I think we were good with the ones we picked.
Neon Moon.
Yeah.
What a jam.
So good.
Boot Scoot and Boogie. And then, what was the other one we did?
My Maria.
Oh, yeah.
So
my
good.
Marie.
Oh, yeah, my gosh.
It. And on the chorus of Boots Going Buggy, I was singing loud. Neon Moon, I wasn't singing that loud. I was just, and the sun gone, and the neon moon. I don't want to get into the mix too much, but that was great. Yeah, I like
good
that
time.
List. That's a good list. All right.
I mean, you can work out to them or not. I'm Amy. That's my file.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A stranger risks his life to save a lost dog in traffic. This dude stopped in traffic in the middle of FDR Drive in New York City to save a lost dog. The anonymous stranger is being called a hero for risking his life to walk over and grab Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu is the name of the dog. The unnamed man is called a hero because the road was so busy. A cell phone video shows traffic at a standstill as the Good Samaritan kneels next to the dog on the road. The NYPD sergeant reports that the dog, a 4-year-old Shiba Inu, ever heard of that kind of dog?
Mm-mm.
Must be expensive.
Yeah.
Has been safely reunited with his owners. He also is the man who saved him, wouldn't give his name. And the guy who saved the dog also admitted he's very afraid of dogs. But that he just saw the dog out there and was like, it doesn't matter how afraid I am, I got to go save this dog because he didn't want it to get hit by a car.
They're cute.
They're pretty dogs.
Shiba Inu.
I thought that was the name of the dog.
It's a Japanese breed of a hunting dog. I know when you first said it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But yeah.
That looks like a fox.
It's a small to medium breed, one of the 6 original natives to Japan.
Wow.
A Shiba Inu. Anyway, this dude's scared of dogs and got out in the middle of traffic and saved the dog. And I think that deserves a shout out. And he wanted to stay anonymous. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
We're going over to Amy now for the morning corny, but the thing is that there's something happening in the background where Amy's like talking to Ray, like, give me this clip. We're going to try something new with the morning corny today.
It is.
What's happening right now?
You'll see. Just okay. Go with it.
All right, here we go.
The morning corny.
My friend's wife asked him to stop singing I'm a Believer by the Monkees because she found it annoying. At first, he thought she was kidding, but then he saw her face.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Huh. I think pound for pound, this is the worst one ever told.
What?
On our show.
I mean, it was very different. She took a chance.
Yeah, I like that. No. I'm not saying that we didn't learn something from it.
What'd you learn?
not to try that again, ever.
Should I have let, here's what I was debating.
Okay.
Should I have let the song be the answer? Like, this is what I was thinking. At first, he thought she was kidding. And then I say, but, and then Ray hits the clip.
Okay, that could be better.
Now I'm a believer.
You know?
Maybe.
But I said it and then the clip.
You don't happen to have another one, do you? I feel like if our listeners can't tell it, some of them like to tell these jokes with in their classroom.
But here's what I thought that through.
Yeah.
I'm a step ahead of you.
Okay.
I thought people might be able to say when it gets to the end, at first he thought she was kidding, but then it saw her face.
Okay, that's kind of funny. If you do it like that.
Better.
All right. So, sorry, I should have done it how I would encourage other people
or
to do it.
Or is it so dumb that it's funny?
I would also say maybe you use Smash Mouth. Because more people our age are going to know Smash Mouth singing that song than the Monkees.
So all you have to do
for
is just,
Shrek.
And then I saw her face. Just say it like that.
I wouldn't.
I say, hey, whatever. I don't even know what. This is the dumbest.
So, but you don't have to have an audio clip to tell the joke. You just sing it.
So how would you tell it without the audio clip?
So now I would go.
Okay, do the whole thing. Go
the
ahead.
The whole thing. Okay. So my friend's wife asked him to stop singing I'm a Believer by the Monkees because she found it annoying. At first, he thought she was kidding, but then he saw her face.
Now he's a believer. Yeah. You got to keep going.
I wouldn't yeah. need
okay,
a, yeah, I'd have, that would
that's
require
funnier,
me knowing
huh?
more.
Listen, we tried, right?
That's yeah. what, hey, all I can do is show up and try
that's
my best.
Right. That's it.
And I just did.
That was the Morning Corny.
It's the Good News Countdown. Counting down the biggest good news stories across the land.
Let's go. I love this segment.
Number three.
A doctor in Michigan has been driving hundreds of miles in his own truck to deliver doses of the vaccine to hospitals in rural areas. So obviously more people will get vaccinated. He said he wants to make sure people know that a lot of other people are helping him make it happen. Here's him talking about the joy it's brought to people.
You know, to deliver the vaccine and bring it to our community, to see people's look on their faces, the joy, the hope, that's been priceless.
Number two.
8 years ago, a woman was heartbroken that her dog Roxy disappeared from her garden. Roxy even had a microchip and a collar with an ID tag, but was unable to be found. But just last week, she received a local animal shelter message that Roxy had been found. They tracked her down 8 years later.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
I wonder if the dog even remembers you.
Who knows? I think so.
You'll never find out. The dog won't tell you.
The dog does.
Amy has a friend that can look at a picture of a dog and tell you what the dog's thinking.
Uh-huh.
So maybe they should get Roxy over to her.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Number one.
A drive-thru worker in Canada mentioned to a customer that he used to go to college but had to drop out because he couldn't afford it. So a bunch of customers started a GoFundMe page, raised over $20,000 to send him back to school. They surprised him in the parking lot outside of Tim Hortons where he works. Here he is being interviewed.
And I love people, especially, like, you know, this is who I am, giving back, right? Making people smile. And thank you to everybody. All these people made this happen.
What a segment. Boom.
That was
the Good News Countdown.
Coming up, the nugget eating. These folks have said they are going to break the world record for nugget eating. This woman broke it. She did in 60 seconds. She ate 16 nuggets. And they said, that ain't bad. We can do that. So I'm not going to make you guys break the record. But for any over 10, I'm giving them 10 bucks.
Yep.
Except for Amy, any over 8, you get 10 bucks.
Okay. I need to stop drinking my coffee because I don't know.
You
got
to save some room in there. The competitors are moving to their table now. Who's eating?
Me.
Lunchbox. Oh, Scuba Steve is eating.
I'm eating as well, yes.
And Amy is eating. There is a Guinness World Record holder. She, in 60 seconds, ate 16 nuggets.
She,
yeah.
By the way.
So I told the
show. Oh, these are bigger than I remembered.
But it's what she had. This was the exact ones in the video, too.
100%, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean, I just don't know that I've ever ordered them.
So, when you're finished with a nugget, I need you to go finish. Open your mouth, go to the next nugget.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's going to take so much time.
It'll take a split second.
Finish. That's it.
You just have to open your mouth so we know you ate the nugget.
Yeah.
We have 1 minute. If you have your ninth nugget, you get $10, Amy, for every nugget after 8.
Okay.
The guys get $10 for every nugget after 10.
Okay.
Are you guys making special rules? Come on, let's go.
You guys ready to go?
I'm ready, yeah.
You have 1 minute. Go. All right, 1 minute on the clock. Scuba is chewing. Oh, he's one down.
Scuba, wow.
Scuba's got the water. Amy's eating about a third of one nugget. Two nuggets down for Scuba.
It sounds so gross. Sounds like a dog eating food.
You're at 40 seconds left, guys. Lunchbox, how many nuggets have you had?
One.
Three.
Scuba's got three down. Amy, where are you? Still on the first one?
Oh, boy.
They're hard to swallow.
Amy's choking.
Four.
You're disgusting.
This sounds so gross.
There's a lot happening in these nuggets.
You can actually chew off microphone, guys.
Yeah, please.
Yes.
Please. Thank you.
15 Five. Seconds.
Five, dude.
They... 8, 7, 6,
six.
4, 3, 2, and there it is. Wow. Time. Okay.
Oh, man, I almost got there.
That's much harder than you think.
Everybody stop. Let's go to Scuba, who led.
Yeah.
In 60 seconds, you got how many?
It was 6.5.
6.5 nuggets.
That's pretty impressive.
Lunchbox?
Three.
Amy?
1.5.
Man, let me tell you.
Like, there's way more to those nuggets than I thought.
Yeah, I tried her strategy because I watched the video and it seemed like she took a bite and swallowed, bite and swallowed. So she only took 2 bites per nugget, but I couldn't. I tried to bite it and swallow it and it gets stuck in my throat.
It's tough because the breading, it's hard to really swallow because of that.
Yeah, but she was good. Like, she would just, I'm like.
Scooby, you're pretty good at eating.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a buffet champion kind of guy.
Have you ever done any sort of competitive eating contest?
No, I just grew up in a house of 4 kids, so you had to eat as fast as you could to get more food. So I think it's just in me to eat fast.
And don't.
Oh, good.
You only had 3 nuggets.
You only ate 3 nuggets.
No, only 3. I ate 3 more. No, you suckers.
So, Scuba, as far as her eating 16,
yeah,
in 60 seconds.
Very impressive.
Harder than you thought?
Much harder than I thought. I thought for sure I could at least get down 10. And I'm pretty satisfied with 6.5. But yeah, that's a pretty impressive 16 in a minute.
All right, tomorrow we'll run it back.
Try it again.
All right. None of us got any money.
Mm-mm. That's true.
No.
The only winner here was me. Got a bit. Got a good bit out of it. I got to pay no cash.
Dang it.
I'm going to read you a list of the most hated country songs. I ran into an article, and it listed the top hated country songs of all time. So we'll do this where you can love it, hate it, or indifferent.
Okay.
Indifference, like, don't care either way?
Yeah, it's like, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Love it, hate it, indifferent. Kind of weird because they're all songs people love. Because you wouldn't be the most hated if it weren't songs that people love.
Right.
People wouldn't know about them. All right, here we go. At number 10, Shania, That Don't Impress Me Much. That don't impress me much. Love it, hate it, or indifferent, Amy?
Indifferent.
Yeah. I'm gonna go indifferent.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Love it. Brad Pitt? You think you're Brad Pitt or something? Love it. You think you're Elvis or something?
No, I mean, I know the words, Eddie.
I love this song.
You do love it?
Yeah, still? It's great.
I like it, but I can't say love it, okay. So I'm going to go indifferent. Lunchbox?
Hate it. And she's lying. The whole song's a lie. All women care about is looks and money, and she said, oh, that don't impress me much. Yeah, right. Okay. Go date an ugly dude. Ugly fat dude. Bald dude. Broke dude. Ain't going to happen.
At number 9, Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem. Love it, hate it, or indifferent, Amy?
Love it.
Cold beer, chilling in a console.
Bones?
I'm just going to go indifferent again.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm
shocked. I like it.
You're not having strong opinions right now.
I really like some Aldean stuff, but this one wasn't my favorite.
Oh, wow. This is one of my favorite Aldean songs.
Eddie?
Nah. I hate it.
Stupid. What?
Dumb song. That
don't impress me.
You're going to make me offended now because I actually do like it.
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Now get out of here.
All
hate
right.
it.
Lunchbox?
Love it. This seems like a great day in a life. Like you're just out there hanging out, relaxed, no stress in the world. Love it.
Okay. Especially when he breaks it down and raps
listen, right here.
No, I get it.
So dumb.
Top 10 hated country songs of all time. We didn't make the list, by the way. Number 8, Stuck Like Glue from Sugarland. There you go, making my heart beat again. Heart beat again. Heart beat again. There you go, making me feel. Amy?
Yeah, love it.
I love it, too.
Do it one time.
I love it so much. I perform with them on stage at the Frank Irwin Center.
Oh, yeah.
And did the rap part with
them. I Heart Country.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah, Eddie?
Love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lunchbox?
Indifferent. Doesn't get me going anyway. I mean, I don't turn it up, but I don't turn it down. If it's on, I listen to it.
Okay.
Number 7, Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl.
If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
Love it.
Clearly love it.
Clearly love it.
Duh.
It's from the 90s, which is okay, but I'm indifferent about it.
Wow.
Don't care either way.
Okay, Lunchbox?
Hate it. I mean, it's just so dumb. Guys. Like, I mean, it's so dumb. Just dumb.
She thinks my tractor's sexy, coming in at number 6 on the most hated country song list. Sexy. It
really turns her on. You know what? I'm indifferent.
Yeah, as far as Kenny songs, I know this is his first big one. And different. I love some Kenny stuff. This one doesn't match the rest of the Kenny stuff that I like. I like Beach Kenny. So I'm going to go indifferent. Eddie?
You all are crazy. This song's amazing. I love it.
Obviously, woo, they're all big hits, right?
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
I love it. How can you not love it? Every time it comes on, it makes you smile, puts you in a good mood.
Okay. Number 5, Big and Rich, Save a Horse. Because I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city.
I mean, I like it.
Okay, you want love?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I forgot it's love.
Love, hate, or indifferent.
Okay, fine, love.
Eddie?
This song is so stupid, but I love it. Yeah. It's so good. I love this song.
What do you got?
I'm indifferent.
I probably more so am too, but I do kind of jam out when it comes on.
Of course.
I'm indifferent. Day. Lunchbox?
Maybe one of the dumbest songs of all time, but I love it. Every time it comes on, you turn it up and you laugh every time you hear, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Honky tonk, but donkey donk, Trace Adkins. Honky tonk, but donkey donk. Amy?
But indifferent.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go hate.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Eddie?
We finally agree. I hate this song.
Lunchbox?
Hate it. Hate it. Like, I want to love it, but I just can't.
It's so dumb.
I can't.
They have Taylor Swift at number 3 on this list. We're never getting back together. I don't consider this a country song.
I never, ever.
Was this in the cusp of her transition?
Mike, when was this? This was on the pop record, wasn't it?
22?
Well, okay, regardless. What do you think?
Love it.
Mike, what is it? Oh, wait, man, was that old, huh? Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, love it.
She sounds great.
Yeah, love it.
Love.
Hate it.
I love everything.
She's also too good. Oh, I'm not getting back. Yeah, Brian, if he called in 2 months, you get back together. You're just lying. You're trying to tell yourself you're not getting back with him. But when he calls, you come back.
Okay, you're... Anyway, I love that
song. I mean,
song.
He's so deep into the lyrics.
Yeah, it's like...
Very interesting.
He's like, but I love Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
It speaks to me.
Billy Ray, Achy Breaky Heart. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart. Love. Love. Come on. Who doesn't love this song? Amy?
Love it.
Eddie?
Indifferent.
Lunchbox?
Oh, love it. If you don't love it, you're lying to yourself.
Lion.
And the number one most hated song on this list is Toby Keith, Red Solo Cup. Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Amy?
Love it.
Eddie?
Love it. I love you,
Red Solo Yeah. Cup. I love it for a bunch of reasons. One of my good friends wrote it.
Yeah.
We performed it with Toby Keith once.
Yeah, we sure did.
And he couldn't remember Eddie's name, and he goes, where's that Mexican guy?
Hey, you Mexican, you sing it. All right. That was really funny.
On stage in D.C., we opened up for Toby Keith.
Well, and it's because when I met him, I said, hey, Toby, I'm Eddie. I'm the Mexican of the band. He's like, hey, I like that. That's funny. So that to him, it reminded him of that. But he never told the crowd that context.
Yeah, he never lets them know the inside joke. He's like, the Mexican, you go.
The Mexican, sing it.
It is fun, though.
Yeah.
Lunchbox?
Love it. Great song. What a party song.
It is a party song. There you go. That was the top 10 most hated country songs of all time. By the way, all massive hits have had so much success, so we didn't mind talking about them in a way that maybe wasn't as loving. Because they can just go, hey, screw off. We've made millions of dollars from that song.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox. Tell me something good.
Addison had a birthday coming up. She was turning 8 years old. Her mom comes to her and says, Addison, what do you want for your birthday? She says, Mom, I don't want presents. I want donations to the animal shelter. So her mom posted on Facebook, said, no presents, only donations. And people came through with 12,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
Wow.
See, sometimes Facebook does do good things. Most time not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 99.9% not. But occasionally, one of those stories makes you go, that's why Facebook's good. And that's why that little girl is good. Get all those presents you could have had, but instead all those animals get to eat. There you go. That's good news right there. Tell me something good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
A guy in Ohio was playing guitar and he was singing loudly. It was 1:30 a.m. on a Saturday, so his neighbors called the cops and he said, hey, I can't turn the volume down because you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly.
He's got a point.
They said he'd be charged with disorderly conduct if he did it again. Hey, it's true. You can't listen to Black Dog quietly.
I want to hear the cops argue that one.
Sir, you know what? You got a point there. Yeah,
all right, that's just a warning then, all right?
Let's hear I Got a Whole Lot of Love.
Man.
Like, I grew up listening to cool 95 classic rock radio. I think that's where mine comes from. Arkansas Keith and I, when he became my stepdad, that was his thing for us to drive in his old Toyota. And we'd listen to cool 95, cool oldies all the time. And he would go, what's that song? Who sings it? And it was a constant trivia game.
Nice.
From the Hollies to Buddy Holly to all the Zeppelin stuff to Cream, The Who. Like, all of that I know from when I was born is Arkansas Keith and I going into the woods to hunt or on the lake to fish, and the entire drive there being quizzed about classic rock. And so what I would do, because I always wanted to either impress him or make him like me more because I had never had a stepdad, I would study away from it as well, so I kept Cool 95 on all the time.
Dang.
So
that's your start to your extensive musical knowledge.
Cool 95,
and Arkansas Keith. Yeah.
Good times, great oldies.
That's great, man.
I mean, even from the old, I mean, because they would even play some stuff from the late 50s, because you're talking about, this is the 90s, yeah. right? So classic rock wasn't just the rock stuff. It was some of the real big bopper. They were playing some old stuff.
Buddy Holly stuff.
But I knew it all. If it came on, first note, I would nail it.
This gives me hope, because this is exactly what I do with my kids. I test them on everything that's on the radio.
Do you test them on stuff that you like or stuff that is from your generation?
Just stuff that I like. I mean, I don't test them on the stuff they... I mean, the cool thing is we kind of teach each other, because they're always teaching me about the stuff that's on the radio now.
Yeah.
I love that, learning about all the people that are pop stars now. Like, I don't know anything about them.
Like, I would put CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival, as a top 10 band for me of all time.
Yeah.
Because of not only the amount of time I listened to them on the radio, but Arkansas Keith was a massive CCR fan. And so we'd listen to tapes of it. And when I was ordering CDs, you know, 10 of them for a penny,
yeah,
and then you
Columbia
never pay
House.
The rest. I would always get CCR Greatest Hits. The first version of The Raging Idiots was a band in high school that I had, and we did a talent show, and we played Looking Out My Back Door.
Do, 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 looking out my back door.
And we played...
probably the...
Down on the corner,
yeah. Right? Out here in the street.
Because you made this new band do that too recently.
Just for fun. The version of it now is the real version, Eddie and I. But for a while, The Raging Idiots was a band I put together real quick of some friends, and we played high school talent shows. We were terrible. I remember we did those two songs, and we were the only full band. So afterward, we were like, well, we'd like to keep playing. And so afterward, we stayed after the talent show and played, I got a girl, she needs to you remember that song?
Is that
I got a girl.
Yeah, I know it.
And I know that I need you. So, yeah, there you go. You can't play Zeppelin Quiet, though. I agree with that.
Me too.
Do you know any Led Zeppelin songs?
No, I have a Led Zeppelin shirt, though.
But can you name a song?
No, there's a big
there's
one.
There's a big one. One of the biggest songs of all time.
Is that the Sugar one?
What?
No. That's
Pour Some Sugar on Me? Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's my shirt, then. Def Leppard.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Sorry. What shirt she has.
It's a real, what do they call it? Vintage tee.
But
that
I get
love.
It though. Def Leppard, Led Zeppelin.
Thank
I get
you.
It.
So I think my Led Zeppelin shirt might be yellow.
So you have a Zeppelin shirt too?
I think now, yeah. I saw it's not like a real vintage one, but I saw Brittany Aldean wearing it one time and I thought that's so cute, and she linked it. So I got it. And so I do have one. There might be songs written on the back. I should check it out.
You would
tell
know
me one.
Stairway to Heaven.
Oh yeah.
And she's climbing a stairway to heaven.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
Play me something, Ray.
Okay, here we go.
Ah! You know this one? Immigrant Song, right?
Immigrant Song, come on.
Ray, is that right?
That's Mike playing that.
Oh, Mike's playing it. Nice.
Mike took over.
Mike jumped in.
Boy, Mike. Mike's like, I got some lead for you.
All right. Give me another one, Mike. Let's see if I know another one. Here we go.
Ooh. I think I know this one.
Say it.
Going to California.
Correct.
Woo!
Nice one, Eddie. Give me one more.
Spend my days.
Ramble on.
So good.
I sing my song. Is that it?
Yeah, all right, good.
Well, that was a fun little segment.
Yeah, thank you.
Tyler in Indiana is on the phone.
Hey, so long time listener, first time caller. Long story short, ever since my daughter was born, my wife has become not really, like, she doesn't help around the house. She just lays around whenever she gets home from work, doesn't do anything, and it's to the point that it's starting to wear on my mental well-being. To the point that I love her to death, but I don't know if I can keep doing it, coming home and not getting to eat until 11 o'clock at night because I'm cleaning around the house.
Okay, so everybody reacted in a different way when you told your story. So
it's just like, I don't know, like, I'm to the point, like, I can't handle it anymore, but at the same time, I obviously still love her. I don't know how to approach it because we've talked about it many times.
What's the conversation you had with her?
Oh, we just talked about how I need the help around the house. I asked her if there's anything going on. She's admitted that she has some form of depression. She has some mild depression and stuff like that. And I tell her, talking about it helps, but it changes for maybe 1 to 2 days, and then it goes back to normal.
So you need her, if I'm just getting your story straight, you need her to clean the house while you're at work.
Well, not necessarily while she's at work, but I mean, just help me. She doesn't want to do anything. She doesn't want to do laundry, doesn't want to cook, doesn't want to pick up after our daughter, doesn't want to run to the store, doesn't want to do this or that. She just wants to lay in bed and watch TV.
It sounds to me, if she is suffering from any sort of depression, that the best thing to do isn't to say, hey, we need you to get better, is to actually help her help herself, and then things will organically grow back into the right place. She's not going to get better by you just saying, hey, I need you to do more.
Right. Before he even mentioned the mild depression, my first thought was, oh my goodness, it could be some form of depression, which is, it could be, there's nothing wrong with that at all. But you as her husband, as her partner, what can you do to help that? Can y'all do some form of therapy? Is there a way she can maybe get on some medicine for a little bit to get her out of it? Like, because that's not... For you, you're acting like she's just choosing to lay in bed all day. But if you do have...
No. I understand how, like, what's going on, because I have issues myself. And, like, I don't fault her for any of it. But it's like, every time we talk about it, she admits it. She knows it's there. But she doesn't want to do anything to resolve it.
Yeah, that's hard.
I would think an investment of your time into her, however that is deemed appropriate, is going to be your best long-term investment into the relationship, especially if there is some depression involved or something other than her just not wanting to get up and do, which it doesn't sound like that's the case at all. So you being encouraging, you investing your time a little bit into her and maybe some time together into her actually helps you. So you can short-term fix it, which is what you're trying to do. You're trying to put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole right now, basically. And it's a short-term fix, which never lasts. And also, it doesn't cover the wound, but just for a second. So if you really go into it, I think you can help her, which helps you. And that's all you want, right? Mm-hmm. Like, the dishes to be done, dang it.
Yeah. Have dinner before 11.
It's not like I want it to be done. It's just, how do you approach someone that... they want to get better, but they don't want to do the work for it.
I would say that you continuously show support and love and encouragement, and you walk alongside her. That is the way to motivate someone, is to walk alongside them and be understanding, not judgmental.
Okay. Well, that's the best input I've had from anybody.
It is not the easiest advice, but it's the advice that's going to work for you long term and work for you guys long term and for your kid.
Right. It's hard to get a straight answer, especially in something that sensitive like that.
All right, Tyler, good luck. You have a long road ahead of you, but
so
I know
you
can go down that road. You can do it.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one.
Bye, Tyler.
Bye. Yeah, it's hard.
I'm glad he called, though.
I know.
We laughed at first because it sounded ridiculous, but I'm glad he called.
Well, once you said depression, it went from from being ha-ha to, okay, well, let's see what we can do here. All right, thank you, guys.
Here's some things they say you can clean and sanitize in your dishwasher.
Ooh.
Where all it takes is you put it in there and hitting it up. Number one, kids' toys.
Mm.
I imagine most kids' toys don't get cleaned.
Nope.
You know what I did that was disgusting? So I have this weird shower. We moved into this house that we live into now. I love the house. But the guy who owned it before us was kind of a weirdo. And he's got some stuff still in the house that we haven't pulled down yet. That's weird. There's some triangles in the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Definitely weird.
It's weird. And I just haven't got there yet. But these showers that are in there are like spaceships. And you're like, what? It has all these little contraptions. It's too much. I just like a normal shower.
It looks like the future, but also like the 80s.
It's a weird vibe.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And so I've never taken a bath in this weird shower. But it apparently allows it, and it's got little jets in it too.
Ooh. It's like a jacuzzi tub.
Yeah, or something. From Three's Company.
Yeah.
So I get into it. I never turned it on as far as the bathtub part of it. And because I had those crazy headaches, I thought, let me just take a bath. I liked it. I hadn't taken one in a long time. Take a bath. I'd run my bath. I draw my bath. And I get in, and I decide, you know what? I'm going to turn on one of those jets. Well, the jets weren't fully underwater yet, only partially. And so I hit the jet, and I hadn't turned them on in months, and it blew black crap all over me.
Ew.
It went. I'm talking about dirt, mud. It
mold,
just covered
probably.
My face.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I'm sitting in a tub, and I look down at the water, and it was disgusting. And then there's a drain problem, too, so it wouldn't drain.
That's like your worst nightmare.
I'm just sitting there going, oh, just getting covered in filth while I'm taking a bath. It is disgusting. So that the story reminded me of that. But you can clean your kids' toys. They say without soap, your toothbrushes.
Oh.
Like just run the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Like put it in there, run the hot water. Nail clippers, hair brushes, dog toys.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Because my dog's toys.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
You know, I will buy my dog really fun toys sometimes. I think he'll really like this. You know what he likes? The box it comes in. More than the toy itself. And then he didn't even care about the box anymore. Rubber boots. And leashes and collars.
Oh, yeah.
And Crocs and flip-flops.
Oh, that's genius. I never thought about that.
So I would imagine you don't put soap with any of that, actually. You could probably just put it in and run the hot water. It's like a pressure wash on all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty interesting. The world's most expensive liquid sells for $39 million a gallon.
What is it?
Gold? What? Liquid gold?
No, I wouldn't think gold will be that much. A gallon?
Oh, okay.
There'd be some really rich people just melting down bars of gold.
Well, no, I mean, you're just thinking little droplets of gold flakes of gold.
The most expensive liquid in the world will cost you $39 million per gallon. Deathstalker scorpion venom.
Whoa.
Comes from one of the most dangerous species of scorpions. In order to obtain the venom, a person has to milk the Deathstalker manually. Some components of the venom have shown potential for treating brain tumors.
Oh, well. Okay.
But $39 million per gallon.
They have to milk the scorpion?
Yeah, like little teet, teet, teet. I don't know.
Does it have teets?
Yeah, it has to.
Can you milk me, Greg?
It can prove lethal to kids and the elderly, and it's said to be about 100 times more painful than a bee sting, and it's not easy to get your hands on.
Oh, my gosh.
In order to obtain the precious mix of toxins, the person has to milk the Deathstalker manually, as automated solutions are only just starting to be developed. One component of the venom, the peptide chlortoxin, has shown potential for treating human brain tumors, while other components may be used to regulate insulin and treat diabetes. It's very valuable for the medical industry. That's crazy. $40 million, basically, for a gallon of Deathstalker.
And then sometimes I'm like, and someone learned this how? You know?
I know.
That like something from that would then help.
And then what
diabetes.
Also do we not know?
Right. There's so much out there, that probably people are still learning.
I hit you with this finally. Would you work for a company that told you have limited bathroom breaks?
Ooh.
Yes. No. I mean,
You would not work for that company.
That's what I mean. Okay. I answered incorrectly. I would absolutely not be able to put on a bathroom restriction.
But what if it was a great paying job, benefits were great, but there's a bathroom restriction?
Okay. Well, then I guess I'd cut back on water.
There was a company enforcing a bizarre once-a-day toilet break policy and fining employees who break it with $3 each time.
That's got to be illegal.
According to notices issued by the company and leaked on social media by disgruntled employees, at least 7 staff members were penalized December 20th and 21st. The rule has sparked outrage online, but company officials explained management's decision to create this bizarre rule by saying that many employees were lazy and used toilet breaks to smoke and avoid their duties.
Well, duh. Yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Duh. In school, how many times did I actually go to the bathroom?
Oh, that was...
I just wanted to go walk down the hall.
I
get
know.
Out of class.
Every class.
As slowly as possible.
Quote, we had to stop all the excess breaking. So...
Could you guys go to the bathroom once if you had an 8-hour day? Like, I know Amy can't because she goes like 3 times while we do this show.
Yeah, I don't go at all hardly during the show.
Oh.
I mean, think about how many times I actually leave the studio.
You have to do probably a bathroom break once.
Sometimes
the,
you
the
do.
The whole time we're here.
Sometimes I do the whole time we're here.
Mm-hmm. That's one. That's your one, Bones.
You know what? If I'm going to get paid more, fine.
You'd hold it?
I'll handle my business.
There's some people that can't hold it, though. That's like they got bladder problems.
That's me, though.
Okay.
And I also wear Depends. But isn't it probably freeing, though, once you get past the stigma?
Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from England. A 30-year-old man was lonely over the holidays. He's watching Celine Dion's Christmas concert, and he's drinking some champagne. And next thing you know, the next day, he realized, I changed my name to Celine Dion online.
Yeah, he legally changed his name.
Yeah, he paid $89 to go. He went to the website and he changed his name to Celine Dion, and he had no recollection of it until he went to the mail and they had the form in the mailbox.
And it was addressed Mr. Dion.
He's like, what is happening here?
All right, there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
How many times do you think we check our phones a day on average?
200.
No, it's a big number, but you made it not so big.
Oh, sorry. What is
50?
It?
No, it's 120 times a day.
Oh.
But it's less significant when someone kind of spoils it. 1 million. Well, now the story's not that good.
I didn't mean to do that by 200. I honestly thought it could be high because of email and Instagram and phone calls and texts.
The average person is awake for 15.3 hours every day, so you check it around 10 times most hours.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, I probably am over the 200 mark.
Mm-hmm. You're the above average.
Mm-hmm.
You're that, yeah.
You're probably what brings the average up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be that one.
Yeah.
Probably more than times an hour, probably.
Okay. Just during the show, I see you check it like multiple times.
But I don't
bring
a laptop in anymore.
No, that's true.
So all my computer is now my phone for the most part. I'll write on my laptop. I still write a bit. Otherwise, I'm full phone now. I'm moved over. I even watch shows on my phone now sometimes.
My guess doesn't seem so ridiculous now.
Well, for the average, you're right. Amy, you're right. I'm wrong.
Thank you.
That's it. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.